Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Business Meets Fitness podcast with your host, Lauren Tickman. Now, before even getting into this episode, I just want to remind you that you always learn from your mistakes. You never lose, guys, you learn. And today's episode is a real reminder of that because, long story short, and if you are subscribed to my YouTube channel, you will know the story, but basically I tried to do a YouTube live of this podcast and I wanted to record it with my microphone, but pretty much what happened was the microphone didn't work. And so I was recording for about 40 minutes with no audio, which was pretty suboptimal, but hey, as I said, you never lose, you learn, because now I know not to do that in the future and to be more careful and to actually check if the audio device is working and if people can actually listen to me. So anyway, that is that, and that is pretty much what happened on this podcast. However, I then redid the whole thing because I wanted to talk about today's topic, which is log booking and recording your workouts, writing them down, and all that fun stuff. And I really think that this is a really good and important podcast. So that's pretty much what I'm talking about in it. And guys, if you do like this episode of Tickness Tips, please do make sure to share a screenshot to your Instagram story, tag me and tag at Business Meets Fitness. That is the Instagram account for this podcast and for the Business Meets Fitness brand. So that's that really, guys. And I just want to say, if you do have any recommendations for podcast topics, then please, please do let me know, because I am going to be getting right back into the whole podcasting thing. I had been having some issues, as you may know. However, I have some awesome guests lined up, and the normal interviews and everything are all going to be continuing back on next week now that I've sorted out my whole RSS feed, which is basically the whole podcasting thing. It's all a bit, it's a bit of a strange story. But anyway, guys, let's get into today's episode, and please do make sure to share. Really excited for this episode because I'm going to be talking all about the most important thing when it comes to making progress, guys. You can hear me? Yes. This is amazing. Right, well, let's crack into this today. So what I'm going to be talking about is log booking and writing down your training, because I think I'm one of those people where I used to go into the gym and I would literally just be bashing out sets, doing kind of bodybuilding style workouts, maybe even doing like German volume training because I thought that it was like the most important thing to make progress. However, yes guys, thank you for commenting telling me that it's working. I love you guys. Please smash that thumbs up button because it really, really helps me out, especially when it comes to these live streams, because I'm not really too sure how they work. As you guys know, I didn't really ever do this before. So now, anyway, what I'm going to be talking about is training and log booking. So I used to go into the gym and I would be kind of doing bodybuilding style workouts, and I would wonder why I'm not getting that much progress. And I was just like kind of quite confused, and I just wasn't really monitoring anything. I was just going into the gym, doing the same thing pretty much every time. Now, I have learned that following a structured and progressive training program is so important, okay? But if you were somebody who is keen to make gains or keen to get stronger in the long term, maybe, you know, you want to keep doing this for a long time and actually get really, really good progress, then you are the type of person that needs to be listening to this. So if that is you, comment in the little live box because I would love to know. And yeah, you can see what, just comment what your goal is, because it would be really cool to hear what your goal is. So anyway, what you need to be recording is the following things. So firstly, what you need to be writing down in a little logbook, it can be anything, it can be something the size of this, a small little notebook, whatever floats your boat. You need to be firstly, before you go into the gym, writing down your session, okay? So you want to be writing down all of the exercises that you're doing. This is if you're not following a training plan, but it's really nice to actually like buy a training program and follow that, find one online, do whatever the hell you want to do, make your own. But I must admit, making your own, it is kind of hard to ensure that there's going to be a structured and progressive training plan, because I mean, they are relatively hard to write and you need to know quite a lot of different things, especially as you become more and more advanced. So anyway, let's say you're going into the gym, you're doing squats, you're doing 3 sets of 10, you're doing bench, you're doing 3 sets of 10, you're doing deadlifts, 3 sets of 10. Let's just keep it really, really simple, just for simplicity's sake. So anyway, you go into the gym, you know exactly what you're doing, but here's what else you need to monitor, okay? So you're doing your 3 sets of 10 on your squat to begin with. That's awesome. That's good to start with, but you also need to obviously be monitoring the weight. So for your three sets of 10, that is your working set, okay? Your warm-up sets don't count, and you don't want to exhaust yourself in your warm-up sets, but you just want to be doing, you know, relatively light warm-up sets because they're warm-up sets. The actual gains happen in your working sets, not the warm-up sets, okay? Just bear that in mind because I think it's very easy to overkill yourself in your warm-up sets, and then by the time you actually come to your working sets, you're not going to be really making many gains because you're already pre-exhausted, and that's not the most optimal thing when it comes to actually making proper long-term gains. So you want to be recording that, and then you also want to be recording your RPE. Now, RPE means rate of perceived exertion, and there's a scale which goes from 1 to 10, 1 being it's so easy, you're literally like, let's say you're like air squatting or something, that's like, you know, for most people that would be like a 1, and then a 10 would be like your absolute max squat. So for me, I don't know, I have a powerlifting competition tomorrow, so I'll find out. But yeah, so that's that, and that should be a good way to monitor it. There is a proper kind of scale, you can just Google it, the RPE chart. But for example, an RPE of 9 would mean you have 1 repetition in reserve. So that's like, you know, if you were doing a squat at 60 kg, let's just say that your strength would allow you to do 1 more rep, so whatever, you know, whatever you can make that relative to yourself. So for me, that might be like a 95 kg squat or something, and then I've got 1 more in the tank, I don't know, or 90, who knows, we'll find out tomorrow, as I just said. So yeah, so that's a really, really good thing to monitor as well. And then also, I added into the Tone Up in 10 training program, which is the new training guide that I released, I added enjoyment. Because the most important thing when it comes to actually making long-term progress is adherence. Because if you aren't sticking to something because you get bored of it, then and you don't enjoy the exercise, then what's the point in doing it? Because you're just going to have a negative mindset when it goes into going to the gym. So if you know every time you're doing bench press your enjoyment level is 0, like seriously, I mean, unless you want to be a powerlifter, then maybe just swap it out for something else. Maybe do dumbbell incline bench press or something like that. Just find another way to make it work. So yeah, I hope that helps. Then when it comes, there's like more advanced things, for example, like periodization, but periodization simply refers to the way in which your training is organized, okay? So this involves kind of manipulating training volume, intensity, frequency, overload, and specificity to maximize performance at certain times, certain areas, different things, depending on your goal at the time. Okay, so that's more advanced stuff. I'm just gonna quickly look at the comments, what you guys are saying. Awesome. Cool. Yes, you're saying all of your goals. That is awesome, guys. But yeah, like, do you have any questions about this topic before I move on to the next thing that I was going to say? And out of interest, do you already log your workouts? Because it'd be cool to know. Yeah, just comment and let me know. But anyway, so like, now we need to talk about progressive overload, because progressive overload is the driving force when it comes to making gains. Okay, so then there's like, the first things first is volume increases. If you increase your volume, you're either increasing your sets, you're increasing your reps, or you're increasing your weight. One of these things, and volume increases over time, are going to be the biggest factor to encourage hypertrophy and strength gains. So that's really important for everyone to know. There's some other things that will, you know, ensure progressive overload, which is then going to thus increase your gains pretty much. Your range of motions, if you're increasing your range of motion on the squat and you're getting that extra little bit of depth, that's obviously progressive overload because more muscle fibers are going to be recruited. Again, improved form and tempo change, but then that's kind of a very specific thing, especially if you're an athlete or something. And then, yeah, like, I think that it's just really important to log your training, just especially in the long term, because if you're not doing this, then you're never really going to know if you're actually making gains. It can help, especially when it does, let's say you're dieting or something and you feel like you're not making any progress, or maybe even you're like bulking, whatever, like anytime actually, it doesn't matter if you're dieting or not. But if you feel like you don't really know how to measure your progress, then logbooking is a really, really good way to measure that progress. Because if you can see that you're getting stronger in the gym, like let's say your three sets of 10 on squat, let's just say 3 weeks ago, the RPE for you on that was RPE 9, and now it's RPE 7. You can obviously see that you're improving over time. And I think that just, it's such a good way to measure improvement over time. And then you also know, okay, 3 weeks ago, I was doing 3 sets of 10. Now that the RPE is 7, not 9 anymore, maybe I should increase the weight by 5 kg or something. Or you could add another set. But remember, when it comes to changing your programming, you don't want to be making too many changes at once, guys. Anyway, so that is going to be the end of this one today. I hope it has helped you. I will be doing more of these lives, but I'm going to kind of learn how to use the live system just because it was a little bit of a nightmare. And so I'm going to be ending this now, guys. If you do have any questions and any comments for what you guys would like me to see me do in the future, then that'll be really cool. But thank you so, so much. And Phoebe, I'm very glad that you are going to be logging your progress now. That's really cool. If you guys do want to actually start following one of my training guides, that'd be awesome. You can just head to www.laurentickner.com. I have a more beginner's guide, which is called the Tone Up in 10 training guide, or I have the Strength Feed training guide, which is more kind of, it's very, very good for people who are really wanting to take their training seriously, and especially a lot of guys like this one as well. I have tons of girls doing it, but it's like no guys seem to be doing the Tone Up in 10, but tons of guys are also doing the Strength Feed training guide. So that's really cool. That one you can get from www.strengthfeed.com.